A lot of the projects here at Hackday have been about specific historical events, that whether that's the phoning to find out whether you died on the Titanic or the development of trains. But Patrick here has kind of gone for has tackled the entire history of the last 100 million years. Do you want to tell us a bit about the most ancientest thing ever?
So on the Chris Miles show a couple of weeks ago, they were having a big debate about whether dinosaurs or Greeks were around together. That kind of made me start thinking about what people's perception of history might be, because obviously, you know, there's the Creationist Museum in the States where you can actually go and see a dinosaur and a caveman kind of living together. So my idea was to come up with a little application. It's basically like a most awesomest thing ever clone. But it kind of tests, the idea would be able to kind of test your perception of history and see how well, you know, your knowledge of history kind of stacks up to real history, but also kind of get a kind of a shared representation of basically the timeline of the world, really, and see how, you know, just the common perception of historical events, how closely they relate to the real deal.
Great. So are you collecting sort of the ongoing data of what people, how people answer then? Is that?
Yeah. So I've got, so the idea is that you'd have an editor kind of collect some interesting bits of, you know, find interesting objects and kind of collect information. So I'm hitting the Freebase API and the DBpedia Lite API, and kind of, it kind of populates all the data, and then the editor just has to go and work out what date the thing really refers to. And all the data goes into a database, and then people can come along and just kind of, they get two objects compare, and they got to answer which one they think came first.
So for example, we've got on the screen at the moment, I'll take a picture of this, it says ancient Greece or cavemen, what came first? And then there's a big button that says go.
So you just kind of select.
So you choose the one that you want, and you click on it.
And then you get another one.
And so if you get it right, you get another one?
Well, you just kind of, at the moment, you just kind of keep getting more to do.
It doesn't tell you whether you're right or wrong at the moment.
It's not quite as refined as that. I mean, I think the idea would be that you kind of, if you start telling people, depends on how many objects are on the system, of course, but if you start telling people how well they did, then they'd start getting.
So the idea
is like you do like a few, and then you kind of get bored, and then you see how well you did and how you compare.
So there is a total at the end.
Yeah, potentially. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
And the idea would be you could probably sign in using Facebook and Twitter and create your own kind of timeline of events and share that with your friends. And
I guess the sort of big data from this could actually be used to let us know how well the education system is doing at teaching us history, because we could see that there are certain things that everybody has no bloody clue about at all, and certain things that seem more arcane than everybody seems to be interested in. And I guess it'd be interesting to kind of look at that and see which of them is influenced by films, and whether, you know, what those random facts are that people know that seem less significant but more widely aware. The awareness is more widely held. It's great fun, and yet another fun thing from History Hackday.